Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Trina, I am so happy to have you back in the studio with us, of course, after our wonderful year last year, unlocking the master, well, you giving us the master key to be free, our fabulous series, which, of course, is still up on the Saturday Live page and on the Sunshine app if anybody wants to listen back. This year, we're talking about happiness and developing the habit of happiness. And happiness is something that I think we're all, you know, when we get to a certain point, then we will be happy. You're going to argue something completely different. And first of all, you are going to suggest that happiness is actually a choice. We get to choose whether we're happy or not. Is that right?
Yes. And we don't realise that the choices we make very often are the result of them is what's looking at us and staring us in the face every day of our lives. The things we moan about. So what we're going to be doing this year is sort of moving from moaning about our lives to owning everything about our lives, good and bad. Because we tend to think that, as you just said there, happiness is the great big things, you know, the car, the job, the lover, the all those things. But in actual fact, they're simple, ordinary, daily thoughts that we allow into our heads, little shifts in thinking that bring about the circumstances that we're in. And oftentimes we think of ourselves as, you know, that great line from Great Expectations, we're victims of circumstance, that somehow, you know, our lack of education or money or possibilities in our life,
or that luck, that we're not lucky.
We're not lucky. You know, that's something we do. We say of somebody else, oh, she's very lucky. She or he has actually made choices that bring about in their lives, good and bad, exactly the same as you have done in yours. So it's really very surprising to people sometimes when you say to them, the circumstances in your life are as a result of choices that you made. And very often you can imagine that people kind of go, but no, that's not true. But actually, when you ask the questions further, like, for example, oh, but I'm in debt. I can't afford anything. Is that true? Are you in debt? Have you two cars? Can you know, yes, are there choices you've made?
Yeah.
So the point I'm making is that happiness is a habit that we can get into. And it's an extremely powerful one, because when you know, interestingly, that where you are in life is as a result of choices that you make, you then realize that you have far more power in your life than you thought you had. And so we're going to be talking about how that shapes us, how that shapes our thinking and the way that we make a world for ourselves.
Can I ask you about the actual subject of happiness itself? I mean, how do you, Trina, define? I mean, what is happiness?
Do you know what it is? It's a state of mind. So often we think it's when I finish the thesis, when I do the course, when I pay off that debt, when I do this, that that's when we'd have this great big thing we call happiness. But in actual fact, it's a state of mind. You even have people who are going through grief who will say to you that they're a happy person because of the frame of mind. So when you look at how you waken in the morning, and there are people who will waken in the morning and they've got grave illness or they have huge problems or people to take care of. And from the moment they get up to the moment they shut their eyes, they have things they have to do. But in their mind, the first thing they do, they go to is, thank goodness that pain in my back is gone today. It's great that I'll have half an hour later, I can go out for a walk. You know, I've got a couple of eggs in the fridge. I'm going to make an omelette for my breakfast. They literally think of the things that shape their world and where they can make choices that bring about the good things for them, regardless of their circumstance.
Well, I guess I'm going to take the other view of this, because there may very well be people listening at the moment thinking, OK, so what you're really talking about is just think yourself happy, which all sounds great, mm-hmm. right? But in reality, that is very difficult to do, because when you do wake up in the morning and if you are under pressure, if you are under stress, you know, financial problems, maybe there's issues with the kids, maybe there's a relationship problem, maybe you're just feeling down about life. I mean, with COVID and lockdown and the pandemic, it can be very difficult to just say, do you know what? Just rethink
think
your thoughts
happy.
And now think yourself happy. You know, yeah. That all sounds great in theory. In reality, it's a bit more challenging to achieve.
It absolutely is. And that's when we get back to that thing of, you know, we are not all things to all people. When we look at what those issues that you've just said there, we feel that we're supposed to be great achievers in all of those areas that overwhelm us or challenge us in some way. Because you know, we have a kind of one size fits all society. But when you look at people, we're all very, very different. We all have unique quirks and we have different kinds of personalities. And yet we still think that we must be so many other things in order to achieve happiness and success. So what you end up with is, we'd say, an incredibly good teacher, somebody who can gifted in opening the minds of their students and opening them to so many new things, yet they are in debt up to their ears. Or you have somebody who works in counselling and they're wonderful at helping people, you know, find their own strengths and communicate with each other. And yet they, you know, they have serious weight management issues. So what I'm saying is that we need to look at ourselves as individuals, manage our weaknesses by looking for help, asking. But the first thing we have to do is be really honest with ourselves. What is it that we can do for ourselves? What are our resources? You know, where can we put a bit of ourselves into changing the way our life is? What choices can we make? And where do I need to ask for help? Because at the end of the day, most of us are doing most of the things we do out of fear. We're afraid we won't pay those bills. We're afraid that we won't keep the roof over our head. We're afraid that our health is going to fail. We're afraid of all these things. Those are the signals that we need to ask for help. When you just said we went through a pandemic, one of the greatest pandemics we're actually going through is our fear of admitting that we need help. And once we take a step, once we ask for help, we've already done that first thing I mentioned earlier. We've made a choice. The moment we make a choice, the moment we honestly look at our situation, that's the moment of power in our life. That's when we take back control, and that's where we can begin to direct our life and the circumstance. That's what I said to you earlier. Everything in our life is as a result of choices we made. If we ask ourselves, is it true? If we say whatever our difficulty is and then ask yourself, is it true? Have a real look at what choices you made to bring about or to find yourself in that circumstance, and then draw a line under that and start to build from there by making new choices. But that choice itself is the thing that gives you control back into your life.
What would you say, though, Trina, to somebody who might be listening thinking, yes, I totally get that. However, sometimes in life, things happen that you didn't invite in, that you don't have any control over, a bereavement, for instance,
yes,
or if
yes.
you have a major illness. It's not because of a choice you made. It just happened. For anybody in that situation who's thinking, I don't think I will ever feel happiness again, what would you say to that? How would you address that?
You've brought up something where there's a number of things we can come back to in that. The first thing is that sort of answer, and it can actually sound glib, but it is to say that it is not the things that happen to you, although they do, that actually change the course of your life. It is your attitude to them. And whether or not you feel powerless, filled with fear, incapable of being able to deal with it, those are the things that then direct you to the next choices that you have to make. Some of us can handle and manage things, and others of us have to ask for help from somebody else. The second thing is that no matter where we find ourselves in life, and some of the greatest thinking has come to us from people who have really faced the unthinkable. I think it's Viktor Frankl wrote Man's Search for Meaning, where he had been in a Holocaust in the German camps. And he came out and said that it was finding one small thing every day, one choice that he could make, that made him live to the next day. Mm. I'm not trying to say that it's kind of magical thinking, but I am saying that look at where your next choice is. And then the other point that you make is this, believing that you can actually come out of this. You said, oh my goodness, I don't believe I'll ever get out of this. Knowing that you can, believing that you can, seeing other people's examples of that, gives you the sort of encouragement or strength to begin to take the next steps. I mean, there's a lovely story in belief. When you see the experience of other people, when somebody else can do it, that shows you that it can be done. There's a great story in an American college where the professor gave the direction to his class in business studies that they were to get the president of the United States to come and give the end of year speech to that group. And they were to go out and do that and come back with that result. And of course, not one of them could do that. They got a couple of standard replies from the Oval Office, but that was the end of it. So the following year, he said to the class, the Oval Office has been on. They have asked a number of colleges to submit the reasons why the president should come and speak to you at the end of term celebration. And they had the President of the United States come at the end of that, because they approached it in a completely different way. They approached it from the point of view that it was going to happen, that the President had already agreed this and it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it did. They approached it in a different way, and as a result of that, it occurred. So what I'm trying to say to you is, when you know that something is possible, when it's possible for one, then there are possibilities for you too.
Are you suggesting, Trina, that happiness is, and I know what you're saying about it being a state of mind, is it something that we can achieve on a permanent basis?
Yeah.
Or is it something we have to accept that we come in and out of?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a daily habit. It's a lifetime choice. We waken first thing in the morning. Now, that's what I'm going to ask people actually to do for the next month, is just observe, where does your mind go first thing in the morning? You know, the first thing very often some of us will do is go, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill today. Yeah. Or, oh flip, my blood pressure was up the other day, I've got to go back to the doctor, or da da da. And we automatically go to the things that are going to flood our body with stress hormone. And after that, the decisions we make are somehow, you know, we're less in control of our lives. If we can just observe, where does your mind go first thing in the morning? That's a habit. Now, it could be to all those lovely places. You could bless everything around you and be grateful and do all your gratitude journal. Or you actually could be going to all of the things that are going to set you up for feeling that you are not in control of your life for the rest of the day. So just for the next month, observe, where does your mind go first thing in the morning?
Before you even get out of bed.
Before you even get out of bed. And have a look at that. And bit by bit, begin to train yourself to choose a better thought. That doesn't have to mean choose a happy thought, just choose a better thought. One that makes you feel that you can do something about the circumstance in your life.
Okay. All right. That's a great start for the month. And then as the months continue for 2022, you'll be giving us suggestions.
Well, we look at all areas, yeah, because happiness isn't just, you know, oh, yeah, we're going to live like a happy person. And it is a state of mind, that or a state of being. That's true. But it covers all areas of our life. We, you know, so we're going to be looking at how we can get into the habit of, you know, happiness in relation to our money, in career, in our relationships, our long-term goals and health, appearance even, you know, all of these things that are everyday or ordinary issues. And rather than our hearts sinking into our boots every time, we will begin to get into the habit of happiness with regard to those things.
Oh, just think what an absolutely wonderful place we could all be in at the end of this year now, developing the habits of happiness.
Floating on air, Carol.
Actually, not even the end of the year, but if we choose the good thought every morning for the next month, that could make all the difference in itself.
That very choice puts you in a state of control.
Yeah, yeah.
That's absolutely the first thing you do.
Okay, lovely. Trina, as always, it's a pleasure and a genuinely wonderful pleasure to have you back, and we will look forward to continuing our conversation next month. And in the meantime, if you want to find out more about Trina and what she does and her wonderful workshops and advice and sign up for her newsletter, it's all on your website.
That's
right. TrinaKeane.com, K-E-A-N-E. Trina, thank you as always, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next month.
Great to be back. Thank you, Carol.